Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Human capital management is one of the most important technologies that organizations can deploy as part of their business transformations. But what exactly is human capital management? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, and we're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their HCM and digital transformation journeys. So human capital management is more important than ever. It's a technology that helps HR departments automate their business processes, and it also helps employees take control of their personnel file, for lack of a better word. So what I'm going to talk about today are the different components of human capital management, what you can expect from human capital management software, and where it might best relate to your organization. So first, it helps to understand what types of business processes are human capital management or HCM technologies designed to address. In a nutshell, HCM software covers any business processes that tie back to HR or employees in their personnel files. So for example, a lot of times HCM systems will cover an entire hire to retire business process. So from the time a employee is a recruit or is applying for a job until they're hired, they're onboarded, they apply for benefits, and it's throughout their careers, they are involved with performance management and coaching and feedback, and ultimately they leave or retire the company. That entire process is something that can be automated through human capital management. So HCM technology is intended to automate these processes for your HR department, but it's also designed to give your employees direct access to HR files that relate to them. So for example, if they need to apply for benefits or they have payroll questions, those sorts of things are typically stored in an HCM system that allows not only the HR department to access, but employees can access their own employee files as well. In addition to some of these processes related to employees, HCM can also help with things like tracking org charts and reporting relationships within the organization. A lot of organizations rely on tribal knowledge and hearsay to keep track of who reports to whom and how the organization is structured. And so HCM systems can be a way to track in real time how the organization is designed and how reporting relationships work, in addition to some of the other processes that I mentioned here today. Now, I mentioned at the top of this video that HCM is very important, but why is it important? Now, the reason it's important is because HR and human capital management in general is becoming a core competency and a competitive advantage for companies that can manage their talent better than others. So when you think about an industry that's a commodity-based industry, for example, where there's very low margins, the products and or services being offered by a company aren't that different from other products and services that are being provided by competitors, a lot of times the one thing that they can use to differentiate themselves in an industry like that is their human capital management, the level of commitment and engagement and excitement and tenure that employees might have within the organization. So HCM software is a way to automate processes and make more effective processes that allow you to build a team and build talent within your organization that will help fuel your success and help you be more effective, efficient, and productive in the longer term.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. learn more about us, and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, when we talk about HCM, it's important to recognize that there's two buckets of technology you might be considering for your HCM needs. First are the standalone HCM software solutions. I'm going to talk about what some of those are here in just a moment. But there's standalone HCM systems that only do HR technology. They're designed specifically for all the things I'm talking about in this video. But then you also have another bucket, which is ERP software or enterprise resource planning software. And that's a type of technology that automates an entire organization, an entire enterprise, even outside of HR. That could include things like CRM and manufacturing and financials, a lot of stuff that's not related to HR, but it's a way that ties together the entire organization into one platform. So when you're looking for HCM technology, you can either look at standalone HCM technologies, or you might look at broader ERP technologies that have HCM modules or capabilities within that broader system. So one of the first things you want to do as you're evaluating potential HCM vendors is to decide, are we just looking for an HR technology or an HCM system, or are we looking for a broader, more comprehensive ERP system? So we recently published our top 10 list of HCM vendors and HCM systems, and I've included a link to that in the description of this video below. But in general, there's a number of vendors that specialize in HCM and are leaders in the HCM space. One example is Workday. Workday is an HCM-only type of solution that's cloud-based, that's been around for about 20 years and is very successful. Another one is SuccessFactors, which is owned by SAP. SAP acquired SuccessFactors a while back. That's another large company, robust human capital management system. You also have Oracle ERP, which can also include HCM as part of their overall ERP offering. Microsoft Dynamics has some limited HCM capabilities. You have UltaPro from Ultimate Software and Kronos. There's a number of different vendors in the market that provide HCM software. And again, the key here is to look at, do we want to look at just HCM systems, or do we want to look at other broader ERP capabilities as well? So HCM technology can be a game changer for your digital transformation and your overall business transformation. It's a way to retain talent, especially in today's tumultuous environment. It can be a great way to ensure that you're hiring the right people, you're keeping them engaged within the organization, you're managing them well, you're managing their benefits, you're managing the processes related to their employment at your organization. And so it's very important that you have technology that can help enable some of those processes. So I hope you found this information useful. I encourage you to download our top 10 list, which I've included below. I've also included a link to our 2020 HCM report, which captures all the best practices and things you need to know before embarking on your HCM initiative. So thank you very much for watching, and we'll chat with you soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.